Lenten Retreat with Father Don De Castro. Meditation number 10.
The New Evangelization. The Holy Father, in cooperation with the International Theological Commission, established to advise the Vatican II Fathers, had written a document in which they were able to detect some defects in the way evangelization was being done in the Catholic Church, shall we say, for the last 300 years or 200 years. And they found defects which could have nullified all efforts of evangelization because it was so defective. The Holy Father had discovered with his theological commission that the defect was in the structure and the method. That's the first. And the second is in the contents of the evangelization, what is being taught to the people. The document of the Holy Father on new evangelization had described the errors and also had written down the solution. The solution is the classical, traditional method of evangelization taught by Christ to the apostles, used by the apostles during their evangelization and followed by the fathers of the church and the great saints of the Catholic Church. However, traces of this original Orthodox evangelization sort of disappeared after the year 1700 or 1600. We cannot pinpoint exactly when, but suddenly it was nowhere to be found, and nobody was hardly teaching it except the great canonized saints, very few. It was not the common preachings that were being done by both bishops and priests. And so the Holy Father wrote this document, A New Evangelization, teaching us precisely what is the right structure and method, and secondly, what should be the contents. We have discussed already the right structure and the method that must be used for new evangelization. And now, in the 10th meditation, we are discussing the topics which are essential to the new evangelization and which priests and bishops are supposed to teach all the faithful during the year of faith, which starts on September this year and ends on November next year. But even last year, on September, the Holy Father already signed the motu proprio, Porta Fidei, so we have 1 year of preparation. This 1 year of preparation is what number 3 in this contents of the new evangelization is referring to. The first topic, which we have already discussed, is conversion. The second is a description on how to prepare ourselves to enter the kingdom of God or the Catholic Church. Then the third that we were discussing and we have finished in the last conference is about Jesus Christ. And we said that Jesus Christ is the created soul of the Catholic Church. And if you want to enter the Catholic Church, you have to be united to the created soul of the Catholic Church, which is Jesus Christ. And this is accomplished by knowing all His commandments and their correct interpretation as given by the fathers of the Church. When you have done that, we say, you have faith. That is when your mind, when your intellect knows all the commandments of Christ and their correct interpretation, not by anybody, correct interpretation by the so-called fathers or tradition of the Catholic Church, then you have faith. Now, faith is an act of the intellect. It is the intellect knowing certain things. That is union with the created soul of the Catholic Church. But the Catholic Church has another soul. She is referred to as the uncreated soul of the Catholic Church, and this is the Holy Spirit. How are we united with the Holy Spirit? Because in faith we are supposed to be united with Christ, and we have to be united also with the Holy Spirit. Just as to be united with Christ is an act of the intellect, to be united with the Holy Spirit is an act of the free will, an act of the heart. Faith in Christ is an act of knowledge made by the intellect, a knowledge of Christ, which consists in believing in Christ. We do not know Christ with our minds, we know Christ by our belief in Christ. Now, we cannot love Christ unless, or we cannot love God unless we know Christ. So the topic of knowing Christ comes first. That's number three. And the second part of number three, as contents essential to evangelization, is to love God, and this is an act of the free will, and this is essentially the work of the Holy Spirit. And it consists in doing. Intellect is knowing. Free will is doing. Belief in Christ is knowing. Loving God is in the free will, the doing. And so when we do what we have learned, if we do what we know, if we put into practice all the commandments of Christ as He had expressed in the New Testament and as interpreted by the fathers of the church, that's called charity. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. And that is what unites you to the Holy Spirit, who is the uncreated soul of the Catholic Church. And only after you are united with Christ through faith and with God to the Holy Spirit through charity, then you are a perfect Catholic. You are perfectly inside the Catholic Church without any danger of going out or leaving the Church ever, ever, ever again. So again, in knowing Christ, we know Christ first at the beginning in His humanity, and then as we progress in our knowledge of the commandments of Christ and its correct interpretation, we develop and improve into the knowledge of the divinity of Christ. The moment we know the divinity of Christ, which is infused knowledge. You cannot learn this by studying. It is infused, a gift from God. The moment we know the divinity of Christ, then the Father and the Son also abides in us. So now we have the Blessed Trinity in our souls. We are united with the Blessed Trinity. And as Christ Himself said, we have become perfect as the Heavenly Father is perfect. And as St. Paul says, we now have been born again into a new man. New man. That's why it's called new evangelization. Because it is a new way that leads to heaven, which no man knows. Only God knows this new way that leads to heaven. And it has to be revealed to us by Christ. And it's called new evangelization because it is a new way of life that makes us new men. Everything is new. And if we spread it around the world becomes a new world. And so the motu proprio, Porta Fidei, where the Holy Father instructs all bishops and priests to teach the faithful how to go to heaven, they have to teach it in the form of the new evangelization. They must try to adapt the proper structure and the method of teaching, and the contents of their preaching must be, first, teach conversion, as presented to us by the parable of the prodigal son. Then they must teach us how one enters the Catholic Church through a review of their eschatology and ecclesiology. Then within the Catholic Church, are we able to unite ourselves with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, the two souls of the Catholic Church? This can only be accomplished within the Catholic Church, not outside. And the moment we are united with Christ and the Holy Spirit, then our salvation is assured, and we shall surely have eternal life, because while still alive we are in union with God, so much more after this life. The last contents of evangelization, therefore, which is the fourth topic, is eternal life. The Holy Father writes, "A last central element of every true evangelization is the explanation of eternal life, which must be the goal of all men. The proclamation of the kingdom of God is the proclamation of a God present, the God that knows us, who listens to us, the God that enters into history to do justice. Therefore, this preaching is also the proclamation of justice, the proclamation of our responsibility. Man cannot do or avoid doing what he wants to. He will be judged. He must try to find out what is God's will and stop insisting on his own will. And we will be able to do this better the more we are able to live under the continuous presence of God."